Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day with the presidential campaign heating up. Part of that in reaction to the town hall meeting from Tuesday night where President Trump actually dueled with Caitlin Collins of CNN. There's a host on CNN who actually now says that he would understand if people never watch CNN again. Really? To punish the network for giving all that time and energy to Trump? There's also a prominent conservative, Peggy Noonan, former aide to President Reagan, former aide to President George Herbert Walker Bush, master speechwriter. She actually talks about the event on CNN being a dumpster fire. And speaking of dumpster fires, there is more than a dumpster fire. There is a four-alarm blaze going on the southern border with record levels of people crossing the border, hoping that they can win asylum. Why has this been such a disaster in terms of handling by the Biden administration? We'll talk about that with Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal. And Jason Riley is a big advocate of legal immigration. He has been for a long time. He wrote a book called Let Them In. And he believes that what is happening here is that Joe Biden is in the process of the mishandling of the immigration Title 42 matter, that he is basically handing a potential election victory to Trump. Why? He didn't build a wall. He didn't get Mexico to pay for anything. But because the alternative looks so unbelievably depressing. And speaking of unbelievably depressing, there are two new comments from the Vice President of the United States, who is now taking part in an equity commission. She's done such a good job of coordinating our response on the border. There's also a complete verdict of hypocrisy. I mean, unbelievable hypocrisy at the United Nations, which we will cover. And there is an ongoing fight about anti-Semitism in some of the fringes of the conservative movement. There is a conservative Christian nationalist group called Reawaken America. It features the participation of members of the Trump family, particularly the former president's son and his daughter-in-law, Eric and Lara. And we will get to some of the controversy there. They have invited people who basically blame Jewish people for everything. Alan Dershowitz, who's been a great defender of the president and really been somebody who has helped defend him in some of the charges against him, actually has taken a very strong stand against the idea of having people who believe that Jews were responsible for World War II and that Hitler was getting the right idea. Those should not be featured speakers on a platform together with the president's own family. We will get to that. I'm speaking to law professor and legal eagle Alan Dershowitz about questions of freedom of speech and limitations on hate speech. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. No better way to begin than with some of the optimistic and inspiring words by America's one and only vice president. There are lots of people who say, well, we should forget about her. She's irrelevant. She might not be. Joe Biden will be 82 years old when he is inaugurated for the second term, if he wins a second term. And Kamala Harris, literally, is just a heartbeat away. Here is a her statement, which is truly inspiring, about speaking the truth. Listen, this is clip 14.
And on the issue of equity, you know, this commission is about speaking real, right? Motivated by hope and faith, but speaking truth about the obstacles to actually achieving all that hope and faith can drive.
Okay, and she went on about explaining what equity means with the beginning of this equity commission. Listen, clip 15.
You know, so many of us have come from movements that were about the fight for equality. We also understand there's a difference between equality and equity. Equity is everyone deserves to have, right, and be right, treated equal. But equity understands that not everybody starts out on the same base. So if you're giving everybody an equal amount, but they're starting out on different bases, are they really going to have the opportunities to compete and achieve? That's why we purposely, as an administration, the president, myself, the secretary, and everyone in our administration are so dedicated to a specific principle, which is that of equity.
Okay. Do you understand that? Jeremy, you think that's comprehensible to people? And again, yeah, the basic difference between what liberals mean when they talk about equality and they talk about equity, the equality means that everybody gets treated the same, that you don't give unfair advantages to one side or another. You don't hold people back because of who they are. What equity means is that you need to make sure that everybody starts out at the same point, and they obviously manifestly don't. This is one of those things President Trump was talking about at the New Hampshire town hall that he participated in when he was asked about when you're a star, they let you do it, meaning grabbing people by their you-know-what. And what he said is, this is just the way it is for a million years. There are some people who do better. And what did he mean by doing better? Well, you can fill in the blanks. But the idea that equity means that there are going to be similar results, let's face it, there are people everywhere in the United States, by the way, including President Trump, including, if you will, President Biden, who benefit from the fact that they have a families which actually contributed more, achieved more, set them up better in life. Now, I mentioned Joe Biden's family because it's true that his father was just a middle-class guy. He was not somebody of great wealth. But Joe Biden had a grandfather who was a member of the state legislature in Pennsylvania. And they were, in fact, a hard-working, success story American family. That's not true so much for George Santos. Today, by the way, he voted for a bill that seeks to crack down on unemployment benefits fraud. That was the same crime he was charged with 2 days ago, which is interesting. Also, they have made a fascinating choice in the UN in terms of chairing the International Human Rights Council Social Forum. Which country got that assignment? We will get to that and more coming up on The Michael Mendez Show.
We're not having that. We're not playing that.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to MichaelMedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
And on the Michael Medved show, the United States announced today that it was sending reinforcements to the Persian Gulf after what it called increasing harassment by Iran of ships in the oil-rich waters. A quote, John Kirby told this to reporters, "The Department of Defense will be making a series of moves to bolster our defensive posture in the Gulf." That's what the National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters. He said there would be details on those reinforcements in coming days. Meanwhile, Iran got some surprising reinforcement of its own. It secured a senior role at the prestigious United Nations Human Rights Council yesterday, despite hanging two men on charges of blasphemy earlier this week. Iran will serve as chair of the Human Rights Council Social Forum for the next year, which is set to be focused on how technology can be used to promote human rights. And no country more concerned with promoting human rights, particularly the ability of women to travel in public without a hijab, right? They're terrific on that one, and so much else. The announcement came just days after Iran executed two men for participating in a social media discourse titled Critique of Superstition and Religion. It's one of those things where it's true that people of various religious orientations can be extremely unforgiving, intolerant of any other point of view. But I really don't know at this moment in history of any other religious faith other than radical corners of Islam where they will kill people for expressing religious doubts. It's been hundreds of years, and really hundreds of years since Christians have done that. And the idea that Iran is now elevated to the role of being the chair of the Human Rights Council Social Forum. This is like the old days at the UN when they made put Libya, when it was still being run as a dictatorship by Colonel Gaddafi, putting Libya in charge of human rights efforts. Meanwhile, big news in New York, it's now made the front page. Everybody remembers the story, which is a sad and horrible story, of Jordan Neely, who was died in a chokehold on the subway in New York after he was freaking out and apparently scaring other passengers. The passenger who held him in the chokehold has now been arrested and charged. His name is Daniel Penny. He's been described as a former Marine, and he is. And he came in, has been cooperating with the authorities, but he's charged with second-degree manslaughter, which means that, yes, he committed a death. He was responsible for the death, but that wasn't his intent. The family lawyer for Jordan Neely, the Michael Jackson impersonator, who, by the way, had been arrested in the last 4 years at least 42 times. I mean, he had a prolific record. But Jordan Neely's family lawyer spoke to reporters after Daniel Penny turned himself in to police to face that charge from which he's being released on bond. His parents put up a $100,000 bond or helped to make sure that it was there. In any event, this is the family lawyer for the victim of that charge about the innocence of his client, I mean the family for whom he is a client, the innocence of Jordan Neely and his sense of justice. Clip 11.
Because we all could be one paycheck or two away from that happening to us. We could be one tragedy away from that happening to us. So who are we to look at someone and say they were houseless, so they must be a bad person? They were houseless, so they must have been about to attack us. They must have been about to hurt us. So we had the right to take his life, because our life matters more. That's not the situation we want to live in. That's not the community we want to have. We don't want it where you can kill someone because you thought there was a possibility they could do something to you. There was no attack. Mr. Neely did not attack anyone. He did not touch anyone. He did not hit anyone. But he was choked to death And that can't stand. That can't be what we represent.
Okay, the interesting thing here is Daniel Penny did not want to be the one to decide what happened here. He, and in fact, his lawyer makes clear that the 24-year-old ex-Marine is cooperating with authorities. This is clip 10.
He did so voluntarily and with the sort of dignity and integrity that is characteristic of his history of service to this grateful nation.
Okay, and his service does not include a prolific arrest record. The fascinating thing here is that the initial response of the authorities was that the other people on the subway car were apparently upset enough so that they did feel there was a danger. Basically, Jordan Neely was screaming out, and this is on the tape, that he was ready to die and was clearly having a very difficult time and has not only a history of houselessness and of multiple arrests, but of very severe mental illness. Is it a shame that he died? It's of course a shame that he died. Is there going to be a full investigation of this case? Absolutely. There was actually more about rights and human rights and unfairness and equity that is raised by Alan Dershowitz. His most recent book is called Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. He wrote the entire book defending Donald Trump, but now he has become concerned about a pro-Trump conference in which Trump's son and daughter-in-law are playing leadership roles that includes, or did include at one point, some very prominent anti-Semites. We will be speaking with Professor Alan Dershowitz coming right up on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order, free shipping, plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money back guarantee.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The Congressional Budget Office says there is a significant risk of U.S. default within the first 2 weeks of next month unless Congress raises the debt ceiling. A big reason? Most pension payments for retired military and federal workers and Social Security checks go out in the first 2 weeks of June. When it comes to seeking asylum in the USA, as of today,
there's a right way to seek relief in the United States and a wrong way.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling would-be asylum seekers to follow the new policy and apply for asylum before reaching the U.S. border. Meanwhile, a lot of people who've been admitted to the USA and have hearings on their status scheduled may have to wait in overcrowded camps and shelters. A federal judge in Florida late last night temporarily blocked the release of migrants who are following the law. A hearing is set for next Friday. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure always to welcome back to the show Alan Dershowitz, author most recently of the bestseller Get Trump, The Threat to Civil Liberties, Due Process, and Our Constitutional Rule of Law. And Professor Dershowitz has been very prominent in efforts to try to see that two or more very prominent anti-Semites have no role in a conference that has been scheduled for the Trump Doral Hotel from a group called Reawaken America. My understanding, Alan, is that recently they have dumped Scott McKay and Charlie Ward from the speaking gigs that they were going to be having at the Trump Doral Hotel in Florida.
Yeah, well, I got in touch with Eric Trump when I found out about it, and I said, look, you just don't want to allow the Trump name to be associated with these Nazis. They're not even neo-Nazis. They're old-fashioned Hitler Nazis. You know, they claim that Jews killed Abraham Lincoln, Jews killed McKinley and Kennedy, they brought down the towers. You know, they eat children, the whole blood libel thing.
Well, Charlie Ward believes that the whole international banking Federal Reserve system was predicated on drinking blood of Christian children.
Yeah, yeah. You know, it reminds me of the old joke they used to tell, two Jews sitting in a cafe in Vienna. One of them's reading the local Jewish newspaper. The other one is reading the Nazi rag. It's 1935, 1936. And the guy who's reading the Jewish newspaper says, why are you reading this Nazi rag? He says, I used to read the Jewish newspaper. Everybody's in trouble. There are pogroms. There are attacks. There's anti-Semitism. Now I read the Nazi newspaper. The Jews control the world. They control banking. It's all good. So, you know, it's the most absurd thing. It goes back, obviously, to the protocols of the Elders of Zion. But I have to tell you, I was about to devote my whole podcast to attacking Eric, who I've known for quite some time, for being complicit in this. And then I spoke to him on the phone. He called me, and then he wrote me an email in the morning yesterday and saying, no, you're right. You've persuaded me. You've convinced me, and we're throwing him out, and we're not going to have anything to do with him anymore. So, you know, I regard it as a small victory for the forces of good over the forces of horrible anti-Semitism. And Eric Trump did the right thing.
Okay. Congratulations to him on that, and congratulations to you, because it was your intervention that seems to have helped. They were also going to be hosting Robert Kennedy Jr., presidential candidate.
Yeah.
He has now dropped out because he, I don't think, likes the company there. Part of the problem is this is at least partially sponsored by General Michael Flynn, who has been very involved with QAnon and promoting a QAnon view of the world.
Look, both sides have problems. The Democrats have these horrible anti-Semites, Tlaib and Omar, and they sponsored a hate event sponsored by a Jewish senator, Bernie Sanders, tolerated by a Jewish majority leader of the Senate. The Democrats have done less to prevent, at least, you know, Eric Trump did the right thing. He got rid of them. And we'll see what we're going to do about Flynn. But the Democrats are not doing the right thing. And they're promoting anti-Semitism, this whole myth of the Nakba, as if somehow the Jews caused the disaster that the Palestinian leadership imposed on the Palestinian people by not accepting the two-state solution that the UN proposed in 1947. It's just a rewriting of history, and it's absurd. And it's a scandal that a senator allowed the good name of the United States Senate to be tarnished by having an event, a hateful event. Imagine if a white supremacist wanted to have an event and Bernie Sanders said, oh, that's okay. It would never happen. And the country wouldn't stand for it. And there's no difference between white supremacy on the one hand and left-wing anti-Semitism on the other hand. They're equally bad.
Apparently, the Democrats also ended up doing the right thing because Rashida Tlaib, the congresswoman from Michigan, wanted to have some kind of official House of Representatives recognition of what this called the Nakba, the catastrophe.
Right.
And the catastrophe in Palestinian terminology is the creation of the State of Israel. So that was apparently stopped. That was because it is the House of Representatives and it's controlled by Kevin McCarthy. Speaker McCarthy stood up against it.
Yeah, no, I think that's right. I'd be delighted to have a full discussion in the Senate or anywhere else in the House about what Nakba means, about how the events of 1947 and 1948 unfolded. It would be a good educational moment to have the world understand that Israel was prepared to accept a Palestinian state much, much larger than what functionally Israel would be in terms of arable land. And the Palestinians instead engaged in a genocidal war, which is what created the refugee problem, and then planned an attack against Israel in 67, which created the second refugee problem. So I'm happy to have the truth come out. I just don't want the Senate or the House to be used for lies, propaganda, and whether it comes from the hard right or the hard left.
Do you have a quick comment, Professor Dershowitz, on what is going on right now regarding... It's not even a conflict between Israel and Hamas, because apparently Hamas is trying to stand aside from it. It's between Israel and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, which is more radical than Hamas.
Again, compare the response. Israel targets the leaders, the terrorist leaders, and kills three of them. And the Palestinians attack a home in Rehovot, kill a woman, a man, attack homes. You know, the Israelis do everything in their power to avoid collateral damage. Obviously, it's inevitable because the Palestinians use their children as human shields to protect their terrorists. And, you know, somebody said, oh, but the Palestinians don't have shelters. Of course they don't have shelters because the Palestinian leaders won't build shelters. There are plenty of shelters in Gaza. I've been there. There are plenty of shelters in Gaza, the underground tunnels that the leaders go to, but they don't allow ordinary people to go there, and that's why you have casualties. So just let the truth come out, and I wish the media would tell the truth.
Recognizing positive steps, and we should, there's a piece in BBC Today where they pointed out that about one-fourth of the casualties that have been incurred by the Palestinians came from Palestinian rockets. They're not very right. good at aiming these rockets into Israel. And one-fourth of the deadly strikes have actually taken the lives of some Palestinian children and civilians. So that
there's this thing called Pollywood, where they come out with cameras and they immediately take pictures of dead children, tragically, and they bring them to the media without telling them that in some instances the children were killed by Palestinian rockets. And that's this Pollywood business. There was a case a few years ago where they accused Israel of killing a young man, and then they produced film of him getting up off the stretcher after they stopped the Pollywood stuff, and he was alive and fine and well. But, you know, there's a lot of false information coming out of Gaza, and it's just, I wish the media, and you say you're right, if BBC did the right thing for a change, if the Times does the right thing for a change, that's something that should be commended. And I commend also MSNBC, because they're the ones who revealed the McKay business. Now, would they have spent any time revealing the anti-Semitism of the left? I don't remember them having a show on Tlaib and Omer and their hate fest. So, you know, a little bit one-sided, but we'll take what we can get in terms of parts of the truth.
Well, thank you for your efforts. His most recent book, Alan Dershowitz, Get Trump. I hope you get a wonderful Shabbat and a great weekend. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. When acid is no longer tying up your immune system, you'll feel much better, your energy will be dramatically increased, and you can sleep better too. This usually happens in 3 days' time with Balance 7. Money-back guarantee. Give yourself the greatest gift of all, good health. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. All natural ingredients. Please try it and find out just how much better your body can really feel. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And on the Michael Medved Show, just to give you a little bit of background on this issue that we were just talking about with Alan Dershowitz, where he was directly involved, he intervened with the Trump family and was able to get the two individuals off the list of speakers. But the entire event that they are doing, which is at the Trump National Doral Miami, is the latest stop of the Reawaken America tour. It's an event that features Christian nationalist themes and appearances around the country by some of Trump's inner circle. According to its founder, the gathering seeks to save the nation by exposing the truth about fraud in healthcare, elections, and media. The tour, which began in 2021, this is from the Miami Herald because they were holding this event in Miami, has promoted conspiracy theories such as the idea that the 2020 election was rigged against Trump and that elites operating a child sex trafficking ring conspired against the former president. That's the basic QAnon idea and the idea of the obsession. They believe that this ring of elites drink blood. The event's founder is Clay Clark, an entrepreneur and former candidate for mayor of Tulsa, he lost, who has described the COVID-19 vaccine as a bioweapon on Rumble, an alternative to YouTube that gained popularity with conservatives during the pandemic. Some of the speakers are part of Trump's inner circle, says the Miami Herald, including son Eric Trump, daughter-in-law Lara Trump, and the Truth Social CEO and former congressman, Devin Nunes. Some of the speakers on the conference's lineup. Now, this is the lineup that they were going to have before they started getting these cancellations, partially because Alan Dershowitz was calling appropriate attention to it. Two of the speakers were Charlie Ward, who was described as a personality on Rumble, who has praised Hitler for warning us about the truth about Judaism, and he claimed that viruses are Jew-made, according to screenshots from his Telegram channel. Scott McKay also hosts a show on Rumble, in which he has said that Hitler was fighting the same people that we're trying to take down today. And there's much more. Other speakers lined up for this wonderful gathering include Alex Jones, a founder of InfoWars, who lost a great deal more in his lawsuit against the families who had been victimized from Sandy Hook, claiming that no children had actually died in Sandy Hook, that it was all a fraud. He was ordered to pay nearly $1 billion in damages to families of the victims from in 2022. Roger Stone is a Trump ally and conservative political consultant. Stone supported the Stop the Steal rally that preceded the 2021 storming of the U.S. Capitol and claimed the 2020 election was stolen from Trump. Of course, he did. He was also convicted and then pardoned by President Trump. Michael Flynn, also convicted of lying to the FBI and pardoned by President Trump. General Flynn is a supporter of QAnon and has been very outspoken with his family together and driving people to QAnon, the believer in the blood-drinking pagan Satanists who are behind all the power in the world. Sidney Powell, who did so much to discredit the efforts by Rudy Giuliani and others to argue about the stolen election. The Lila Centner is also on the speakers list there. She is the CEO of a private school in Miami who made headlines when she said she wouldn't employ anyone who had been vaccinated against COVID-19. And then Charlie Ward and Scott McKay, who we just spoke about. In any event, with all of this going on, it is somewhat reassuring to see that there's more common sense in the United States that than you might expect when it comes to what is going on in the wider world. There's a new Pew Research study, and it's a big study, which went to literally thousands of respondents. The headline, Americans hold positive feelings toward NATO and Ukraine and see Russia as an enemy. Is that encouraging? I think it is encouraging. As is typical of American public opinion, there are partisan divides, they say, on many of the international issues surveyed. Democrats and independents who lean toward the Democratic Party are on balance more favorable toward Ukraine, toward NATO, and toward key European leaders. Republicans and independents who lean toward the Republican Party are more likely to want to pay attention to domestic issues rather than to be active in foreign affairs, and are more inclined to say the U.S. should follow its own interests. There are also slight partisan differences on attitudes toward Putin, with Republicans marginally less negative than Democrats toward Russia's leader. But both sides are negative. And Republicans are almost equally divided in their views toward NATO, Ukraine, and Zelensky. But attitudes toward Russia remain very negative. Majorities of Americans have very unfavorable opinions of Russia, 62%. Say Russia is an enemy, 64% have no confidence at all in Putin. 71% say they have no confidence at all in Putin. How could it be that low? Zelensky gets higher praise from older Americans, those with more education, and Democrats. And about 9 in 10 Americans have heard of the Ukrainian leader. Most Americans have a favorable view of NATO. 62% express a positive opinion, while 35% have a negative opinion of the organization. How does anyone have a negative opinion of NATO? I mean, especially with Finland just admitted and Sweden about to be admitted. On what basis would you have a negative opinion of NATO? It's incredible. In 2022, shortly after the Russian invasion of Ukraine, 67% held a favorable view of NATO, the highest percentage measured since Pew Research Center transitioned to online surveys. Most Americans have a favorable opinion of Ukraine. Two-thirds have a favorable opinion of the country, while 34% have a negative view. Only 7 in 10 Americans ages 65 and older express a, about 7 in 10, 65 and older express a favorable view of Ukraine more than any other age group. You know why that is? It's because people who are older than 65 have some memories of the Cold War. Most people who are younger than 65, it's probably the distant past. But if you're old enough to remember a time when you had the Cuban Missile Crisis and you had the wall in Berlin where literally they would shoot people who were trying to escape from Eastern to Western Germany, what percentage of people have a positive view of Russia and the U.S.? 7%. Well, Tucker, you're going to have to find some new company. And he is finding a new company, despite the non-compete. This is a similar level of negativity compared with last year's survey when 92% of Americans were negative toward Russia. A majority of Americans continue to view Russia as an enemy rather than a competitor, and Americans show much greater support for Zelensky than Putin and are less familiar with leaders like Macron of France or Scholz of Germany. A part of what all this shows, it seems to me, is that when people talk about Donald Trump playing to his base, I mean, his base ultimately, if he is actually going to get elected president of the United States, has to be America in general. And when he at his town hall refused to say who should win the war, that he didn't care basically whether Russia or Ukraine won the war, he just wanted to end it. That point of view does not reflect the national point of view, not even close, for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.